This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In our next Andy Griffith Show episode, we're looking at the episode entitled Andy Forecloses. It was originally shown on television on April 24, 1961. It was written by Leo Solomon and Ben Gershman, directed by Bob Sweeney. This episode opens, and again, one of those parts of the episodes that always endears us to the Andy Griffith Show, basically Andy picking on Barney. And again, the picking on Barney just shows the relationship they have. Barney takes it, Andy gives it, and we'll see a couple of instances throughout the show where Barney can get to pick on Andy, but it's mostly Andy picking on Barney. And it starts out here with Barney is hiding his citation pad from Andy, won't let him read it, and he puts it in his hat. And then there's a conversation between the two about Barney and his mother and their hats. And this comes up in other episodes as well. Barney's very, very sensitive about talking about his mother. And Andy gets to see the citation pad because Barney says, well, you can see the citation pad, but leave my mother out of this. And basically what they find out is Andy looks through the citation pad and notices that there's the name Juanita written down and with her telephone number at the Junction Cafe. And by the way, the telephone number for you trivia buffs is 142R. And basically, Barney's trying to say that he, because she works out at the Junction Cafe where there's a lot of truckers and questionable crowd going out there, he likes to check out there, and so they call it a trouble check. And so Andy asks him, when's the last time you checked out there? And Barney said, well, yesterday. So Andy stands right beside Barney while he calls and does a trouble check. He gets hold of Juanita, and it's funny because Andy's standing right beside him, and Barney's trying to talk all professional to Juanita, and she's not really sure what's going on. If you haven't noticed, this is the very first episode where Juanita Beasley is introduced. And again, she's never seen on the episode. It's Barney's other girlfriend, you know, besides Thelma Lou, but she's introduced and we never see her. But again, I love these scenes with Andy picking on Barney, and this episode will end with something like that. But the episode really focuses on the Scobie family, Lester and Helen Scobie and their daughter Mary. They're renting a house from mean old Ben Weaver. And Lester can't come up with his rent, again, of $52.50, and so Ben Weaver demands that he serve an eviction notice on him. And when he misses the rent, Ben Weaver brings up that then the mortgage due, and so he owed $780, something which the Scobie family couldn't afford. So Andy just can't believe that Ben Weaver is going to actually evict them from their house, and so he does several things to try to delay actually giving the eviction notice, such as he doesn't take it out there for a while because Ben didn't pay his $2 fee to have Andy serve it. Then he goes out to the Scobies and make sure Lester can't find his glasses so he can't read it, which delays a few days. And then Ben Weaver finds out about that, so he goes out and reads the foreclosure notice and lets Andy know that he better serve it, and even threatens Andy with his job over that. So basically what it comes down to is that Andy just can't believe somebody can be that mean. Barney, in the meantime, gets upset and says, I'm going to have a Save the Scobie House Fund. And he pulls some money out of his gun belt, out of his sock, and out of his hat to start the fund. And Aunt Bee makes a brief appearance when she comes in the courthouse then, and she gets all excited about helping with this, and then she realizes she doesn't even know what the fund's for because she didn't hear Barney say the Scobie House Fund. And then one of my favorite parts of the episode is at the rummage sale. First of all, you see Clara Edwards appears, but notice that Aunt Bee actually calls her Bertha. And so that's a little inconsistency in the episode, unless you want to try to explain away that Bertha's a nickname or something like that. But, you know, Clara Edwards is also called Clara Johnson later on, so she gets a few different names. But one of my favorite parts of this, you see the guy who plays Rafe Hollister, Jack Prince, appears, and he's telling Andy he thinks it's a good idea what they're doing to try to save the Scobies. And he picks up something out of the rummage sale and says, how much is this? And he says, oh, about $3. And then Jack Prince says, what is it? And Andy said, well, if I knew what it was, it'd cost you $5. I just think that's great. And but what you got to understand the underlying meaning behind all that, besides just absolutely being funny, you know, Jack Prince later says, I always wanted one of these and still doesn't know what it is that it shows that the purpose of the yard, the rummage sale, was to save somebody else. Again, the caring that comes through on the Andy Griffith Show. And, you know, Jack Prince, the actor, really didn't care what it was. He just wanted to help out in the way that he could. So, again, it was a way to the show, the purpose, and the caring behind what goes on the Andy Griffith Show. And I just think that's an ingenious way to show that. And then, as it gets down to the part where Andy actually has to go out to the Scobies and really do the foreclosure, you may remember from this episode that Ben Weaver says, "I'm going to be out there tomorrow at 12 o'clock. You better be there to serve the eviction notice." So Andy walks in, and he decides to use some reverse psychology. He walks in, and he's being mean. He's saying mean things to the Scobies. And what he's doing is he's hoping Ben Weaver will see how mean he's actually being and how he's affecting the family. And if you watch closely, you'll notice that Andy rarely looks the Scobies in an eye while he's saying all these mean things. And again, that's another part of Andy Griffith Show that sometimes you might miss. You know, Andy can't look them in the eye the entire time and be mean to them because this is not Andy's nature. But he really says some mean things, calls her stuff junk, and says things that really upset Lester Scobie. And finally, Ben Weaver sees how mean he's being, and so he basically stops the foreclosure immediately, and that's exactly what Andy wanted. And another funny thing that happens at the Scobie House, Ben Weaver goes to sit down, and he falls on the floor, and the chair breaks, and he says, "Where did you get a cheap chair like that?" And Andy turns it over, and it says, says Weaver's Department Store. So Mr. Weaver says, "I'll send you another one out in the morning." So again, Andy and his Abraham Lincoln-esque type ways saves the Scobie family. By the way, a note, if you remember the Christmas Story episode of the Andy Griffith Show, you'll see the same three actors that played this family. Sam Edwards plays Lester Scobie, Margaret Carey as Helen, and Joy Ellison plays Mary. They appeared on the Christmas Story episode and portrayed the Muggins family. So again, the same actors playing other characters with different names. Andy saves the day again, and then I love the way this episode ends. Two things about the way the episode ends. You see that even after all the stuff they're doing, Ben and Andy and Barney are all going to go fishing. And it just shows that even though they do their business, they're still friends deep down. And again, that's what Mayberry is all about. And then Andy suggests that they go by and get Lester Scobie to go fishing. And Ben is reluctant about doing that. So I don't really want to do that. I don't need to go fishing with him. And what it turns out is the reason he doesn't want Lester to go fishing with him is because Ben's giving him a job at the store so he can pay off his mortgage. Again, even somebody who's trying to evict somebody realized what happened, and he was caring enough to give him a job to help pay off money that he owes him. And again, I love that nature of the Andy Griffith Show. But again, the episode finally ends with Andy sneaking, leaving, and Barney said, "I'm not going to go fishing, got things I got to do," and Andy sneaks back in and catches Barney on the phone, and he's talking to Juanita. And what you hear is Juanita's requesting Barney to do something, so Barney starts singing, "Nita, Juanita," and Andy sneaks back in and then starts singing with him, and Barney gets upset and messes up his hair. Again, I just love to see Barney getting upset, particularly when Andy's picking on him. So again, I think just a classic Andy Griffith episode showing Andy's caring ways, Andy solving problems, Barney getting upset, but Barney caring, showing good ideas, the willingness of Mayberry to come around a family that needs their help, and even the person, Ben Weaver, who causes trouble in the first place, actually ends up being somebody that helps by closing, stopping the foreclosure, and then giving the man a job. So again, another classic Andy Griffith Show episode. Now, before we get to the trivia question, we've been talking recently about characters and parts of the Andy Griffith Show that are memorable. We talked recently about the set. We've talked about the courthouse and Andy's house, but another important set on the Andy Griffith Show was Foyd's Barbershop. Now, again, if you want to read about this extensively, I highly recommend the book. It's been out for years, The Andy Griffith Show by Richard Kelly. But he talks about where the barbershop is a place where there's a lot of small talk and gossip among the men, and they can talk about things, work out problems. And some of you, I know in many communities we live in, it might not be the barbershop, it might be a breakfast place where men will go and sit around and talk about issues of the day. Most of the communities I've lived in, there's a place that happens. But here at Floyd's Barbershop, the townspeople, they did a lot of things that you notice over the episodes. They set a campaign to reelect Andy. Anytime Andy and Barney want to know what's going on in town, they can go down to the barbershop where Floyd, probably the king of gossip, knows just about everything that's going on. And plus, plus he can't keep a secret anyway. So again, you can't overlook how important as a character Floyd's barbershop is. I mean, just think back how many scenes you see in the barbershop. So it was really important to keep that as important part of the Andy Griffith Show. Now time for our trivia question. Now, I think this is a tough one. You're really going to have to be a fan or go back and watch this to figure this one out. But here's the trivia question. You see Ben Weaver paying Andy the $2 fee to serve the eviction notice. Here's the question. Where does Ben Weaver keep his wallet? Yeah, I'll say that again. Where does Ben Weaver keep his wallet? If you want to take a stab at that, be sure to email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the website, burkeonmayberry.com, and you'll find the answer listed there on the page. But try to give it a shot and see if you can take a guess at where Ben Weaver keeps his wallet. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry podcast, feel free to email me at that address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.